Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Telling you, if you were in, remember where we came from, do you remember how difficult it was with the Supreme Court rulings and the rulings that were coming out that just seemed totally contradictory to God and contradictory towards the Constitution and the way of life in America? And you thought, will things turn around? Well, they did. I mean, God heard our prayers and put a man in office who was going to appoint a Supreme Court justice that was conservative, and that's exactly what he did, Gorsuch. And this was his first cases that he heard. And guess what? The very first case he heard was about, remember that the first thing the president did was try to protect us from people coming over our borders from countries who don't have ability to vet the people that are coming, that they could be possible terrorists coming into our country. And judges over in the West court said that it was unconstitutional, which wasn't true, because the president has the right to be able to protect us. That's one of the big jobs of the presidents, to be able to protect our borders, protect us from people that wanted to harm our country. Well, guess what? It made it to the Supreme Court. And the president won. That executive order was approved, almost every bit of it. Take a look.
A triumph for President Donald Trump. In a matter of hours, he can implement his executive order on immigration, 5 months after he signed his name to it. The Supreme Court has agreed to hear his appeal of the so-called travel ban after a number of federal courts blocked it. The court is also allowing the administration to implement most of its 90-day ban on travelers from six Muslim-majority countries that the Trump administration believes pose potential terrorism threats to America's security, overturning the lower courts that blocked it.
This is a huge victory for President Trump. It's the first legal validation of his controversial executive order since he signed it just 1 week into his presidency.
In a statement, he says, "As president, I cannot allow people into our country who want to do us harm. The ruling allows me to use an important tool for protecting our nation's homeland." The court order does allow travelers with a credible claim of a relationship with a person in the U.S. to come into the country.
This is so important. I don't, you remember on our program, if you were with us, that Kamal Saleem of Qum Ministries, who was a former radical jihadist terrorist, that got saved powerfully. You have all of his testimony on the VFN torch at VFNTV.com. He said that Border Patrol was telling him that thousands and thousands of radical jihadist terrorists were coming over our borders. And so the president wanted to just stop that. Well, first of all, his very presence and the presence of Kelly, General Kelly, and the other ones that are in leadership right now, it dropped by 70% already in the borders of the southern borders of America. And so God is answering that prayer. Big things are taking place. But also, did you notice over the last 8 years, prior to this presidency, that Christianity became like a second-class citizen? It was being pushed out of the mainstream and being talked about as if, you know, that God's not real, that Jesus is not his son, and that's not that relevant, and that we're not a Judeo-Christian nation. And by the way, if there's going to be any federal money given out, churches cannot get it. Religious organizations cannot get any federal monies. Well, guess what? The Supreme Court, the Gorsuch Court just went in. The Supreme Court just ruled that's not true, that Christians cannot be treated like second-class citizens, that we're available for everything being offered to Americans. You as a Christian, as a church, as a religious organization, you can get it too. They just ruled on it. Check it out.
The Supreme Court also delivered a victory for religious liberty. The court ruled 7-2 in favor of Trinity Lutheran Church in Missouri. The church applied for a grant the state was offering to nonprofits to install a safer rubber surface on their playgrounds. Missouri denied the grant to the church because it's a religious institution, insisting it shouldn't get money from the state. The Supreme Court reversed the decision, calling it odious to our Constitution.
Believers, like all people, want equality. And that's what this court decision has given us today, is that when the government creates a program, religious people can't be told to stay outside, that we're second-class citizens.
That's so exciting. I mean, the minimalization of Christians in the last 8 years was amazing what was taking place. And Christianity was being marginalized. Mayors in Houston was demanding the sermons of of pastors to be able to turn them in. It was going to be illegal if they didn't turn them in. Well, of course, the governor, you know, Greg Abbott of Texas, he actually signed a law into existence to protect First Amendment rights of pastors, that nobody can demand their sermons. Although, if you won't mind, I'll be glad to be able to give you mine. I actually want you to hear, you know, what the Lord's laying on my heart. This is exciting. This new Supreme Court, they're taking on cases they haven't taken on before. I mean, for the last 8 years, they just kind of didn't want to have any issues come before the court that had to do with conservative issues, that had to do with family. They just kind of pushed it away. And the things that came were like liberal issues. Well, now they're taking them on. And listen to what they said, that this particular ruling, this ruling that we just made over this, you know, church having a playground, wanting to apply for the federal grant to be able to change out the foundation of the playground to put some rubber stuff down to keep them from hurting. This is what Gorsuch says. Gorsuch says, we want this ruling to be spread all over the country so everybody understands that Christians have a right just like everybody else. Take a look.
It was the first religious rights case heard by Justice Neil Gorsuch. In a separate opinion, Gorsuch, joined by Justice Clarence Thomas, clarified that the case should be applied broadly throughout the country to make clear discrimination against religious practice isn't tolerated on the playground or anywhere else.
That's amazing. That's so huge. So he's saying, listen, we want everybody to know about this ruling. That Christians, that you're a citizen. I mean, you are a citizen. You are protected like everybody else is protected. And everything that's available from your tax dollars also available to you. And the very fact that you're a Christian doesn't rule that out. The fact that you're a church doesn't rule that out. And that's a huge ruling. And we just got to praise God for that, because things are coming back in alignment again, including the Johnson Amendment. Remember when the president came in, we talked about that, that he actually dealt with the Johnson Amendment, which basically says that nonprofit 501c3s, they cannot say anything about anything political or have a voice. Well, he said he literally wrote an executive order and said for the IRS to back off, you know, enforcing the Johnson Amendment the way they were doing it over the churches. So you have a voice. You can speak up in all areas, thanks to our current president. And finally, the Supreme Court is going to be facing in the fall the issue that came from the Baker. Do you remember the Baker in Colorado? That, you know, he had a lot of different clients from his community, all different walks of life. He had gay, clients that came in. He provided bakery products for them, and everything was taken. Everything was fine. But all of a sudden, two people walked into his bakery and said, listen, we're going to get married and we want you to do the wedding cake. And for him, it was a violation of what he believed in. He loved them, but he didn't want to be able to bake that cake and what it represented. What he didn't think that was right. Like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when they were told to bow down, I mean, everybody was bowing down, but they had the conviction that I just can't do this. First Amendment protects that, but he got sued, he got fined. But guess what? This case is coming before the Supreme Court in the fall. Take a look.
The court also announced it will weigh in on another issue important to Christians and other people of faith this fall. The justices agreed to hear a case to consider whether a baker can refuse to make a wedding cake for a gay couple because he objects to same-sex marriage based on his Christian beliefs.
This is so important to understand that, you know, First Amendment, you know, whatever your faith is, I mean, people can literally have conscientious objection and say, listen, my faith says I cannot take life and I cannot go to war. And we actually let those people not go serve in the military, even if a draft is taking place, because we believe in a person's faith, the First Amendment right. Because the First Amendment says the government shall make no laws concerning religion, which means if your religion trumps government, then you go with the religion, what it says. Now, there's some that's not it's a political movement. That's not what this is. But this is like faith, your faith in God. And for him, he was convicted. We're going to talk a little bit about that when we get back from the break, because, you know, one person may be convicted over something and another person may not. But when God is convicting your heart to do something or not to do something, it's very, very important for you to be able to do that. Also, we're not going to have time to be able to talk about that. But I want to say this. You know, if you get a chance, read Romans chapter 14, the book of Romans, Romans chapter 14. And he talks about, you know, some people are weak, some people are strong, some people do this, some people don't do this. But he said, listen, if you know it's wrong, if you feel it's wrong in your heart and you do it, that's sin. And so when you have that conviction by God, and maybe, you know, God wanted him to make the stand up for this, then he has to go with God, and we should support that. And that's coming up in fall. for that to be able to happen. So Romans chapter 14, remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were told by government to be able to bow down to this particular idol, and they said, we just can't do that. Even if you throw us in the fire, we can't do it, because it would be before God, us doing that. You know, and so he was going to throw them in the fire, and they did get thrown in the fire, but God protected them from the fire. But their conviction was, I cannot do this. And when they stood in their conviction, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, guess what? The government changed their laws, because they found out when they threw them through the fire, they threw them in the fire, that they didn't even get burnt, because God was with them and said, listen, we want to honor their God.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.